Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the green door. Today's story is about Tom Dunleavy, a man trekking southward through Arctic wastes, desperately trying to reach an abandoned cabin which lay just beyond the green door. Dunleavy saw the cabin standing alone upon the great windswept plain. Some prospector like himself had built it years ago. It was nearly falling apart, but Dunleavy knew how lucky he was to have found it. The frozen Arctic winter had swept down early this year, catching him 200 miles from the nearest settlement. He'd thought he was done for, but then he had remembered the cabin and had reached it just before his strength gave out. Now he found the door was locked. Dunleavy hammered on it. In a moment, he heard a man's voice saying, "Go away." "Let me in," Dunleavy shouted. "I can't walk any further." After a moment, a key turned. Dunleavy entered the cabin cautiously. Within, he saw a middle-aged man with a knapsack on his back. The cabin was completely bare, and its walls were filled with holes. The man looked Dunleavy over carefully, then nodded a welcome. "You seem all right," the man said. "But a man's got to be careful of strangers up here." "Oh, I don't blame you," Dunleavy said. He told how the Arctic winter had caught him unprepared, and how he had just managed to reach this cabin. "Same with me," the man said. "I was northeast of here at Point Barrow. Just reached this place an hour ago. Pretty cold in here now, but with a little work, it'll be snug enough." Dunleavy knew that something had happened recently at Point Barrow, but he couldn't remember what. The other man was opening his knapsack. From it, he pulled a coil of gleaming new rope and began to plug up the holes in the cabin. Dunleavy nodded approvingly, and the man handed him a length of rope. "Point Barrow," Dunleavy said. Then he remembered. "Oh, yes. Isn't that where they tested that new atomic bomb?" "Yes," the man said. "That's the place. I was standing pretty near when it exploded. I suppose it was the radiation that changed me. I was sick for a while, but then I got better and I didn't mind being changed, and I flew south until it got too cold to fly." While the man talked, he pulled more and more rope from his knapsack. Rope spilled out as though it had no end, and great folds of it lay along the floor and walls, and more loops and coils clung to the ceiling. And still there was more, as though the man were somehow manufacturing it. Rope of the finest silk, crossing and covering the walls, sticky but drying fast, into a gigantic mantle, a shroud, a cocoon. And Dunleavy couldn't scream. Not even when the man's jacket split, and there was a dusty gleam of huge moth wings around what had looked like a knapsack. It was too late then, and Dunleavy was too busy trying to pull his hands free of that deadly, sticky, clinging rope. "Just relax," the man, or rather the moth, said. "We are going to be very snug this winter." Thank you.